Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The new Morning News with Nancy and Jason.
Let's talk to Kelly Rapon, mom of Olympian Adam Rapon from Clark Summit.
Good morning.
Author, also parent up, inspire your child to be their best self. Kelly, thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling me.
No problem. I'm sorry I interrupted Nancy's wonderful introduction. That's just how the show works. She has the details and I just kind of jump in when I think I need to.
Oh, gosh. Kelly, what were your thoughts when you saw the news about Simone from earlier this week?
You know, I heard it. I was in the car when I heard it. And I got a text. And then when I came home and I was able to watch her face, you know, I watched some of the clips and I realized that she was definitely struggling. And it was just more the nerves. You could see how, impactful that anxiety that she had was. And when it manifests into physical symptoms, you know, when you lose your place in space, and you don't have to be a gymnast to feel that. Any of us that have had something trigger us, whether it's a bad news, you know, from a shocking death from, you know, a family member or a friend or a terrible diagnosis or, you know, something or an experience that, you know, sometimes people are triggered with things on holidays because of past experiences. Whenever we get triggered like that, it can really send the body into a different state.
Yeah.
And when you are driving a school bus, stop the bus. And when you are a gymnast that's 10 feet in the air, stop the routine, you know? So it doesn't necessarily have to just be... I'm so glad that she did it because... You know, I think, especially in Western cultures, we see things as like when you have to give up something big, it must be for something bigger. And when she stepped aside from pretty much a lock from getting a gold medal, only because her, I don't know if people understand that how difficult her tricks are. They're so far above the best. So, I mean, she can even afford to make mistakes and still win because of the difficulty score. When somebody like that steps aside and says, I can't accept this gold medal, I need to find my place and where I'm at because I'm lost.
Yeah. You know, we heard from people and still get text messages and they go, she is weak because she just had a bad outing and she was embarrassed. And like, this is very different. Like when we tell people to suck it up in a sport, Yeah, anybody makes a mistake and they'll, you know, throw an interception and try again. I'm sure your experience with your son
of course,
the stuff he has done, this is very different than just making a mistake.
No, I think what, Simone did was kind of collect herself. She had some adversity, and she was able to collect herself. What she did, sucking it up or pushing through or pushing past the nerves, is completely different, you know, than somebody who is bleeding out. You know, if you are bleeding out versus have a brush burn, it's completely different injury to the body. And because... you know, a mental impact is invisible. That we, you know, it's internal, so we can't really see. We could, no one would say, oh, how weak is she? If you could see her ankle all blown up with edema, you know, if it was all swollen, everyone would say, wow, you know, she's got to get that elevated. It's so terrible.
Right. And,
but yeah, he's trying to say to us that she's internally swollen, like she can't do it. You know, people that are so quick to judge that, you know, I think part of it is like when we see people who have so much, even like Britney Spears, people think like, she's rich, she's talented, she's beautiful, people love her. How dare she have mental illness? You know?
Yeah.
It is something that no one asks for, no one treats, you know, conditions themselves to have. And it's awful that people can't accept that this is not a weakness. Most of the time, it's a situational, you know? Not everyone is, you know, there's like a chemical road down the path. Some of these things are situational and they're triggered. And the society in general, I was listening to your show this morning, it just makes me feel so sad, you know, when people from their couch, you know, that want to wait to get the parking spot closer to the door of the store are condemning this young woman. It's awful.
What would be your advice to parent? I know I read a little bit of what you had to say. I think it was a publication recently had asked you, and I thought for people who have athletes in their life, whether, you know, your mom or dad to, you know, someone who is playing sports, you said something really important about being a parent. You know, rather than, because too much time we focus on how well the kid's doing and work harder and suck it up.
Right. You know, and the thing is that I hope people understand that there's a difference between being nerves and having the jitters and having anxiety, like a deep-rooted anxiety that needs professional attention. There is a difference. And those things, sometimes they can come about very quickly or sudden onset, but most of the time there are warning signs where they grow, because the athletes, no matter the level, you know, even at the competitive high school level, they are trained to kind of dismiss and push through. So you will see a change in behavior. You'll see like someone who normally has superior coping ability start to get frustrated easily, or their behavior starts to change. Their diet starts to change. They may even verbalize that their sleeping habits, where they can't sleep, or they're waking up with a racing heart, or other things that you notice in their behavior are different. And what I had said to the people at the Today Show was that parents, it is so important that we maintain our objectivity, because there are too many people on the side of the athlete, you know, that for them to connect to that gold medal or that first place or the finish line. They have plenty of people telling them to push through. Parents really should be on that objective line where they're listening to all this information and truly actively listening to their child. Because, you know, someone will ask me, how do you know if your child is going to be an Olympian? They will tell you. How do you know if it's nerves or anxiety? They will show you with their behavior, because it is different. It is just different, and it is not weakness. I mean, that's just ignorance. And sometimes I think, like, interviewing people that just don't know only feeds, you know, and elevates ignorance as a valid viewpoint, because it's not. It's wrong, you know, and it's sad that people would want to dismiss something that's so serious.
I think when we talk about Olympic athletes, I think one of the reasons people are quick to pile on is because all we see is they are training to be the best, and then they become the best. But when you take mental health and you put it into the equation, everyone, whether it's entertainers, people on the radio, they train to be the best. But at some point, we're all mortal, and we all kind of go downhill and become mere mortals again. And I wonder sometimes when I see this story, she wasn't perfect this time. Did that rattle her? Could that have been the trigger? What is the trigger that caused this? I mentioned yesterday, you see like undefeated professional fighters. They go in there and they're monsters. Then they lose. Then they lose three in a row. And it's like, what happened? Because maybe they just can't handle. And I think you have to train to be the best. And also for the eventual like realization, you're going to decline at some point and that's okay.
Right. Yeah, you know what, though? I think with that argument, it would be different if her skills were equal or in par with the current, you know, the current talent in the world. But she is so far above. It would be like Michael Phelps coming to one of our local high schools. You know, he could like smoke a cigarette and still win the race. Like her skills are so far above. So for anyone to say like, you know, she had a few missteps, so she was afraid that someone else was going to take it. I think that the reason why she says that she was there was because she is the sole survivor of Larry Nassar's abuse of the sport. And she felt that she needed to be there to remind, you know, USA Gymnastics that they still need some housekeeping to do with the sport.
Yeah.
And I do think that she had so many platforms that she was representing that was the weight.
Yes.
We don't know.
And see, we're all trying to micromanage this, but it could be something else in her personal life. It could be the Larry Nassar thing. It could be COVID and the stress of the last year. It could be something we have no, it's really none of our business, but she knew that whatever it was could have really hurt her and also hurt her teammates in that competition by not doing well.
And just to clarify,
that's so true.
I was going to say, my point in bringing it up wasn't to diagnose what was causing it. It's more like I think people are quick to beat up athletes because they're like, but you're training, that's what you do. But there's another side of things. There's the come down process where you have to cool down, and you know, we all have our own triggers. And like, you know that boardwalk game, you go and you put the quarter in and then the little lever comes out and squishes other quarters forward a little till they all fall off. Do you know what game I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. For me, that's like anxiety. It's like, every once in a while a quarter goes in and knocks all these coins down. Well, I don't know when it's going to happen or why.
She has said that she got what's called the twisties before. She may have a struggle with it, and that it just happened to happen at the worst time.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think we're curious because, again, it's society. We like to measure. We want to say, like, well, what is your issue? Because I'll tell you, if it's bad enough, like if your dad died last night, or if you found out your mom has cancer, or if your excuse is bad enough, then we'll forgive you. But if it's, I don't know, I just feel off. Oh boy, that's not good enough.
Right.
Who are we to judge that, you know?
Right.
And I do think there's such hype going in. The stories, you know, having been a part of some of the fluff that goes into producing those small packages.
Right.
For some reason, they do embellish and push the idea of rags to riches, broken leg to like world record. And my saying to Adam was all the time, don't fall into that. Your story, the truth is awesome enough. Like, don't let somebody encourage you to, you know,
embellish,
add things to it.
Right. How is he doing, by the way?
He's loving it. He is has a Twitter show with NBC.
Oh, cool.
And he and LaChyna Robinson report live from Tokyo.
Yes.
10:30. I'm here. I'm doing, like, their promo for this.
That's okay.
But it's a great show. They do like a wrap up because it's 11:30 at night in Tokyo when they do the show at 10:30 Eastern time. And they have like all of the medalists of the day. Then they talk about like the chatter. They have talked about, he did give a statement about Simone. They had talked about that.
I hope to see him at the Winter Olympics, like doing some coverage as well, too. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think so. He's been doing a lot of different stuff for sports. But, yeah, he's loving it. And
good.
I'm glad, you know, that he's... Because he said that you really get to see... It was up in the air with NBC, like, how many people were going to be going, you know, with the restrictions.
With COVID, yeah.
Yeah, so, and he was saying, like, his perspective being on this side, being, you know, watching the athletes instead of being an athlete, it's very scary. Almost like when you see, if you were ever in a car accident, you think it was very minor, and then you go to the body shop and you see like your car is totaled, and you think, oh my God,
right?
I was in that car. And I feel like, you know, we always kind of compartmentalize or make something the size of what we need mm-hmm. at the time to cope through it.
Right.
And then when we go back and we see how small it is or how large it was, we're really surprised at ourselves.
Yeah, very different perspective. So, Kelly, I love talking to you. It's always nice to talk with you about things going on. And your book, Parent Up, Inspire Your Child to Be Their Best Self, is out there as well if people want to check out more.
Yeah, I'm going to get it tomorrow. I'm literally just ordering it right now. I want to hear more of what you have to say, but I don't want to bother you by calling. So.
Kelly, thank you so much, and wish Adam our best. I got to check this out.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.